You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us into the story behind the legend of Bloody Mary.
Stand in front of a mirror with only the light of a candle. Say aloud the name of Bloody Mary 3 times in a row. Only the bravest among us ever uttered the name the third time, for according to this urban legend, to do so summons forth a particularly nasty woman, who upon appearing in a wail of terror, will drag you back into the mirror with her, and you will disappear for all eternity. Over the decades, countless children have giggled in nervous fear at slumber parties and other gatherings at the reenactment of this legend. The elements of it have been the basis for several Hollywood horror films, including a movie called Candyman, which brings some gender equity by providing us with a male version of the same legend. It is unclear why the location required for the game is almost always the bathroom, but one might assume that any mirror anywhere might suffice for beckoning forth this wretched spirit. Both history and human fear doubtlessly have contributed to the popularization of this legend, the origins of which can perhaps be traced back for centuries. The Bloody Mary of urban legend might be modeled on at least 2 actual historical figures, if not more. The first is a woman named Mary Johnson, one of the so-called witches condemned to hang in Connecticut in 1648. Mary was one of many innocent people who died as a result of the witchcraft hysteria that gripped New England in the 17th century. The second woman is a little more famous, the 16th century Catholic Queen of England, Mary I, who is in fact remembered by the historical nickname of Bloody Mary for the executions that she ordered of many Protestants. There are countless other Marys for whom this legend might be named, but the association with the 16th century English queen is by far the most compelling. Being dragged into a mirror and disappearing for all eternity is a clever play on the eternal damnation promised to the Protestant heretics that Queen Mary burned at the stake. Those wishing to save themselves were ordered to, quote, examine themselves and repent. Looking in a mirror is certainly one way of examining the self, and a refusal to do so might mean being lost for eternity. Somewhere along the way, the atrocities of Queen Mary's 5-year reign might have found their way into a popular, if somewhat eerie, children's game. Perhaps some urban legends exist to remind us that our history is marked by such violence, lest we forget what we are capable of. And perhaps she really does appear. Did anyone ever really repeat her name the third time?
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.